The incoming head of the Illinois State Medical Society says the various health care for all programs the Democratic presidential candidates have proposed all present potential benefits and dangers to the health care system. Dr. Paul Peterson is chief medical officer at OSF St. Joseph Medical Center in Bloomington. He tells GLT's Eric Stock the physicians group believes expanding health care coverage for all Illinoisans is a noble goal to achieve, but the medical society doesn't endorse any particular way to get there. And Peterson says he has reservations about the concept of a single-payer system.
Perhaps we ought to learn from history about the benefits and risks of a monopoly.
The monopoly being a one-payer system where the federal government essentially runs it and pays for everything.
Or somebody. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think monopolies historically, and I'm certainly not ready to say that that would happen with a single-payer system, but historically, monopolies are very functional to get certain things done. And within the first several years of a monopoly, everybody's very pleased. And then things start going different ways with monopolies. And how do you unwind it when the bad parts of monopolies start coming out? That's a challenge and something that I think our federal lawmakers are aware of, and it's our job to remind them that there are risks and benefits to everything.
The advocates of it have suggested that you're essentially taking health insurance out of it, and that is where the costs are skyrocketing, not only for the providers, but also for those who are receiving the care. Is there possibility there?
Costs for health care are significantly rising for a variety of reasons. It's not due to a huge increase in what physicians get paid. It is in significant part due to the huge increases in pharmaceutical cost. A single payer system may not be able to effectively control those costs. It may be, it may not be able to. And that would be certainly one of the opportunities for discussion that should come out in a large federal discussion about a single-payer system.
How then do you lower the cost of healthcare, pharmaceuticals in particular, as you're alluding to, and are there other ways to lower the cost?
Sure. I think competition in a capitalist society is a good idea. And being able to open the door for competition is a good way, one good way, to try to do that. An example, insulin was discovered in, I believe, 1921. It was manufactured initially by Eli Lilly Corporation and Novo in Europe in 1923. But there's still no generic insulin, and insulin may cost $500 to $1,000 a month for some folks. And they'll make a decision. Is it food, heat, or medication? And Maslow's hierarchy would say it's going to be food and heat.
That seems like low-hanging fruit that could be adjusted.
Oh, I think our congressmen, both in Illinois and our federal Congress, are aware of that. And one of the hot irons in the fire will be pharmaceutical costs.
As we continue on Sound Ideas with Paul Peterson, Chief Medical Officer at OSF St. Joseph Medical Center in Bloomington and President-elect of the Illinois State Medical Society. Now, many doctors we had heard once the Affordable Care Act was enacted said that they were going to be overrun with patients, overrun with paperwork, some would leave, maybe retire early than they would have. Have any of those fears been realized? Have we seen an increase in the number of doctors leaving the profession?
Access for patients continues to be an issue, and particularly in primary care. I won't say that that is all due to the passage of the Affordable Care Act. It's multifactorial, some of which has to do with the cost of medical education. When a person is coming out of their medical education, 4 years of medical school, at least 3 years of residency, with somewhere around $250,000 average in debt. And they have to start a practice, buy a house, set their family up. There's not a lot of incentive to go into a lower paying specialty like primary care. And there's much more incentive to go into the higher paying subspecialties, which is why we tend to have a significant decrease in access for patients. Illinois is a big part of that. Rural Illinois is even worse.
How do you fix that?
How do you decrease the cost of medical education? How do you decrease the cost to an individual of medical education? All of those are really good topics for legislative discussion and are topics that are being considered. How do we fix it now, today? It's being fixed, and I'll put that word in air quotes, by individuals, individual communities, individual corporations, individual families sometimes, and a community in rural Illinois may sponsor a student. They may know him or her. They may come from that community. And they want Dr. Smith or Jones to come back to that community. So they pay for it. They generate that income. And they help that person with the contractual agreement to come back.
Is that realistic?
Does it work? Is that what you mean by
realistic? Will a community do that?
Yes, communities do that. Hospitals do that in those communities. Medical groups do that in those communities.
As we continue on, Sound Ideas with Paul Peterson, Chief Medical Officer at OSF St. Joseph Medical Center in Bloomington and President-elect of the Illinois State Medical Society. Surveys have shown that Americans want expanded coverage, and the Affordable Care Act, I guess, tried to thread the needle between what was the status quo and a full government takeover of health care. Is there an in-between there that could be satisfactory, and is there something that the Medical Society would advocate specifically?
Certainly, basic care needs to be provided. Should everybody have the right? So far, healthcare is not a right. Should they have the availability of expensive care at someone else's dollar? That's a really difficult cultural question that I don't believe there is consensus on that particular question.
Within the medical community?
Within the state, within the nation, within all peoples within our nation.
it appears just about every proposal that has come out regarding some type of universal health care comes with the premise that they believe that health care is a right. Has the public sentiment shifted at all in the last 10, 20 years or so on that front?
I don't know that it has necessarily. In the last 10 or 20 years, it probably hasn't shifted. In the last 75 to 85 years, it probably has. In the early 1900s, healthcare was an opportunity that people took advantage of, and they paid as they could. Physicians were paid in chickens and eggs and fruit and vegetables, not in dollars. And then things changed. It became in World War II because wages were frozen. To get people to come to work for your corporation, you had to offer additional things. So that's when corporations started offering healthcare. That hasn't changed how people think of it as a right or a privilege.
Do you see the model changing significantly in the next 5, 10, 20 years? Are we going to continue with a system that some people are pleased with and many others are not?
Yes, I think the model is changing. We've traditionally, and whether that fee was chickens and eggs and fruits and veggies or dollars and cents, it was a fee-for-service model. And physicians understood that the more you produced, the more you got. That doesn't necessarily mean that people were doing things that were not indicated. I don't believe that they were, not in general. But that law was, that economic law was still there. That becomes, we are way far and away the most expensive healthcare country in the world. Yet our quality, we're not getting the bang for the buck in our quality and safety nationally. And so the value of it, because we're spending more than for what we're getting, the value of it has decreased. That means a model shift needs to be there.
That was President-elect of the Illinois State Medical Society, Bloomington Dr. Paul Peterson, with GLT's Eric Stock. Peterson says healthcare should move toward what's called a population health model. It relies on demographic and clinical data to help determine a patient's health risk factors. This is Sound Ideas.